Oh, wow. Nice car, man. They don't make them like this anymore, and for good reason. You sure this rusty piece of shit can stand up for a car wash? Looks like it might fall apart when I apply a little elbow grease. I'm gonna be using the hard stuff, like soap and water. This clunker looks like a stiff breeze would blow it off the road. God. Don't really see the logic in this when the price of the wash is more than the value of the car, but whatever. If you want me to put them in the glass and give you a rub down, I guess that's what I'm here for. I see you eyeballing me. Yeah, sorry. All those other bays are bursting with bubbly blonde bikini bimbos. You drew the short straw and end up with the goth girl. Every scantily clad girl car wash has to have some black sheep, right? Oh, you requested me? Well then, you must be a real sick fuck. Could have had some leggy, sun-kissed goddess jiggling her tits in your rearview mirror, but you chose the pale porcelain doll with the black bikini. I don't tan. The sun's afraid of me. I'm not here by choice, mind you. This is community service. Got caught fingering myself in an empty grave plot at the cemetery. Apparently, that's frowned upon. They assigned me to one of those activist judges who makes people do stupid shit. He released me into custody of the sorority because he figured there was no better way to punish me. And he was right. Fucking sadist. Proceeds go to the charity, so I guess that's why it technically counts as a good deed. But I'm dying here, bro. It's like I'm on a chain gang full of Barbie dolls. So much giggling and brushing each other's hair. Say, if I do a good job washing your car, will you run me over with it? And don't get all excited either. You paid me to buff your ride, not your dick. If you think you're gonna teach me how to drive stick just because my tits and ass are halfway out, you are sadly mistaken. So just sit there in your vehicle, keep your hands above your belt line, and file all this away in your spank bank for later. Let's get this shit over with. Your hood looks like shit, by the way, all crumpled as fuck. You out here playing big buck hunter with your car, getting into head-on collisions with every hoofed animal you can find, elk, moose, Santa's reindeer. Fuck off, man. It's a car wash, not a softcore porno. I don't take requests. Would you expect me to wring the sponge all over my titties or lay out on your hood like some skank in a cheesy hair metal music video? Should have picked one of the other girls then. Yeah, I'm getting the glass. Hold your horses. Guess they hadn't invented windshield wipers yet when your car was manufactured. Let me just squeegee to cut through all the bug guts and bird shit, you nasty fuck. Yep, here I am now, working on your driver's side door. So this is like the closest I'll ever be to you. Go ahead and spit game. I'm sure you got a bunch of corny pickup lines you're dying to use. So get it all out of your system. Oh, that's a good one. Objects in mirror may be hotter than they appear, huh? So you're saying my reflection looks like shit? Some unfuckable funhouse mirror monster? Oh. Calm down, dipshit. I'm just busting your balls. I may look the part, but I'm not an actual witch or anything. You don't have to worry about me putting a curse on your cock because your dumbass compliment fired. Oh, you like the rear view, do you? Well, that one's a little better, I guess. So, what made you ask for me specifically when you could have had Kappa Beta Kappa Eye Candy? Goth is your type, huh? Perfect. I love being fetishized by a guy whose car is manufactured half a century ago in a country that no longer exists. I'm just fucking with you, man. Do I look like a gold digger to you? I like that your car sucks shit. Gives a character. Huh? No, I didn't just spray you on purpose to be flirty. I can't help that you're hanging your head out the window and wagging your tongue at me like a fucking dog. Stay out of the splash zone, bitch. Okay, that time I might have squirted you in the face because I thought it'd be funny, and it was. Shut up. You know you like it. Roll your window up if you're gonna be so worried about it. You're on goth safari now, my guy. Keep your arms and legs inside the vehicle at all times. Anything you stick out that window, you're liable to use. And that includes that bulge in your pants. Okay, maybe I was sneaking a peek or two. Big deal. Pretty unfair that you could just sit there fully clothed while I'm out here with my goodies on display. Sexist ass society. Where all the banana hammock car washes? That's what I want to know. Yeah, I'm aware of what I said earlier. So what? I say a lot of shit. And you're growing on me. Just like that dick's apparently been growing in your jeans when you watch me get all wet and jiggle around. Oh. Inviting me in now, huh? You need somebody to detail your interior? It's not really part of the deal. Just because I suck like Dyson doesn't mean I'm gonna vacuum your filthy floorboards, buddy. But if you need someone to smear some black lipstick on your deck, that might be negotiable. No, not for a price. Jesus Christ, what do I look like, a whore? I'm a slut. Get it right. I'm not gonna give some dirty dick-sucking money to charity. If anything happens between us, it's pro bono. Pro boner. You sure you want me in your car all damp and dripping like this? Might ruin the upholstery and your clothes, too. Oh, me being all wet increases the amount that you want me in your car, huh? Good to know. Maybe I'll slip and slide headfirst into that cock then. I'm not climbing all the way over you to the driver's seat, though. Get out and open the passenger side door for me like a fucking gentleman. Jesus Christ, slow down there, hot rod. You just about ate shit on the concrete. Wet, soapy surfaces are all slick, and in case you weren't aware, don't bust your ass before I give you the opportunity to bust mine. Let me wiggle around in the seat a little and just make sure I leave a big, nice, wet, goth girl imprint. Thick ass and all. I really should charge for this kind of service. Now get back in the driver's seat and sit there like a good boy. Well, whip it out. I can't very well suck you off through your jeans now, can I? I mean, I can, but we'll both probably enjoy it a little less. Doesn't that look yummy? Must be my lucky day. So flattering that you want to give all that to me instead of some dizzy sorority slut going dumb on it. Well, dumber. Tug those jeans and boxers down around your knees. I'm not trying to taste metal every time my lips hit the base of your cock. I get my hair stuck on your zipper. I do like having it pulled, but not by accident. The intent is what makes it hot. Take it easy. We got time. I am looking respectfully. Let me just circle the tip with my finger and swirl the pre-cum around. Might dip my pen in your ink here and write my name in cursive down the side of your shaft. Let everyone know who it belongs to. I'm gonna wax this little cock a little bit before I buff it off with my lips. Spread this stickiness all over and polish it up to a nice mirror finish. I want to see my face in this dick when I'm blowing you. There we go. Pretty little glistening shell for me to slurp right off. You ready for this mouth, motorist? I'm just going to lean over, lower my head, and give you premium deluxe tongue wash. Now that was a pretty moan. Make some more sounds like that while I hum around your dick until it vibrates. I think we're gonna get along just fine. Put your hands on the wheel and pretend you're on the freeway. This is your road head simulator. Let's see if you have the skills to prevent a fiery collision while I'm goth bitch is giving you the Gluck Gluck 9000. I've got a feeling your driving is going to be impaired with my head bobbing up in your lap and my dark hair tickling your thighs. Go. Fuck. I could swallow this cock all day. I wonder if blowing you counts as community service. You're part of the community, right? Who needs a hose? And I've got this wet little mouth, right? Maybe I should have just spit-shined your car, you horny fuck. Let's do it to this dick instead. Look at all those pretty strands of drool stretching when my mouth comes off. These college girls could have raised way more money for charity if every car wash came with a nice, juicy blow job. Just like this. Maybe I'll make a sign. You're about to tap out, aren't you? This dick is burning up in my mouth like an engine's gonna overheat. Stop white knuckling that steering wheel. Curl your fingers in this black hair and shove my head down to the base of your deck. I want you to coat my throat. Fuck. Again. But finish this time, okay? Push me all the way down the shaft and hold me there until I'm choking on cum. I want you to bust so hard in my mouth that it oozes out of my nostrils. You filthy motherfucker. Oh, my God. Presenting my tongue for inspection. Can't have you thinking I'm hiding your load in my cheek to spit out later or something. I have a reputation to uphold as the number one cocksucker at this car wash. And that's really saying something, given the competition. So, now what? You hitting the road again? Bust in my mouth, then say, thank you, drive through. Or you want to have some real fun? Yeah, I thought you might. Slide that seat back a little bit. Make some room for a dripping wet bikini baddie to straddle your lap. That's right. You gonna kiss me after I suck the soul out of you? Are you pussy? You get so easily manipulated. Big fan of that. I need to get my tits sucked. Tuck this black bikini down so these water balloons pop out. Then follow orders. That's right. You find every drop of water on these little titties and you lick it up. Suck my stiff nipples until they burn. You notice one of the perks of peeling a bikini off a goth girl? No tan lines. This pretty pale skin has never been once sullied by harmful UV rays. Fuck, you're hard again, huh? I guess motorboating a gorgeous pair of tits will do that to a guy. Tuck these damn bikini bottoms to one side and stick that dick where it goes. My pussy is the wettest thing in this whole fucking place right now, I promise you. Just like that. Pull them right into my bay. That slippery little cunt is the car wash now. Let's get your cock clean. Oh, god damn. Oh, fuck, harder. Harder. Fuck me until this bumper falls off your shitty ride. Put this thick lap ass against the steering wheel and make it lay on the horn. God, yes. Bite me, bitch. Fix my leaking plumbing with that fat fucking cock. I've got a flooded basement, and it's all your fault. Suck my aching knuckles and fuck this needy pussy. Holy shit, that's so fucking hot. You've got one hand squeezing my titty and the other hand grabbing my ass cheek. Lean into those curves and make me take that thick dick, baby. Slippery when wet. You're such a good driver. Pound that piston between my legs until all that flesh jiggles in your hands. I'm gonna fucking come. More, I was built for this shit. This is like my own hands on collision. fuck me so hard that the airbag deploys. I'm gonna throw this fucking fat ass down on you. Like, I'm trying to hurt you. I'm like 30 seconds away from creaming on your cock. And screaming in your fucking ear. Finish it, motherfucker. You requested the goth girl. You got her. I'm exactly your type, right? Then prove it. Blast ropes in this tight pussy twice as hard as any of these other basic blonde bitches could make you shoot. Power wash my back walls with your fucking cum. Make me gush right here in the front seat. Or on the ladder in this filthy little cunt and the squeaky fucking clean. Yes, yes, oh my fucking god, yes, yes. I'm coming, I'm coming, make me this cross. Like someone's unkinked hose. I felt that shit. God damn. Give me a minute. I'm lightheaded. You made me come so hard. Fuck. Time to space. Stood still for a second. Come here. Kiss me. You look good, all marked up with black lipstick. Maybe you'll start a little bit goth yourself if I suck and fuck you enough. Like how you'd get contact high from a stoner. So, I'm doing this every weekend for the foreseeable future, my friend. I have a ton of hours to log before that judge gets off my ass, and I'd like to spend as many of them as possible grinding on your deck. Why don't you spend the whole week dirtying up this car, driving through mud and puddles and shit, and then come back and see me Saturday? Then it's a date. Now that we've broken the ice, we can start getting into the little freaky shit for Brown, too. How the next time you bend me over the back seat and fuck me with the soap bucket over my head. That's like the most romantic thing I can think of. I may have to drop the L-bomb.